Let's turn to the book of Isaiah. I've got something else on my mind. I really didn't prepare for this morning, but I'm just going to do what I feel. Can y'all let me do that? Well, I've got the microphone, so whether you like it or not. Let's stand to our feet. Find Isaiah chapter 26. And I want to read the first four verses. And I've got about four different scriptures in my mind today that I want us to look at with the Lord's help. Hallelujah. Let's just lift our hands and praise Him in this place this morning. There's victory in Jesus. Lord, we just thank You this morning. We praise You for victory that's in You. We thank You for Your hand extended. You are worthy, hallelujah, of all praise. Lord, have Your way this morning. Minister by Your power. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. The Lord willing, I guess we'll preach this tonight. How many understand? We'll just have to wait and find out. I will make you a promise. Tonight's service will be better than the Super Bowl. It definitely will. I enjoy a good sporting event, don't get me wrong, but I think sometimes the sex-laden halftime show and the skimpy cheerleaders on the side are just some things that, well, we've got to be cautious. Can you say amen? That's very, very true. Hallelujah. All right. Chapter 26, starting at verse 1. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Verse 3 says, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Someone say perfect peace. Say it good and loud. One more time, good and loud. Perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. God add his blessing to his word. And everyone said, amen. Amen. You may be seated if you so choose. I've ministered on this verse different times, and I love this verse. It's a wonderful verse. How many know that all the Bible is good? Every verse is good, we know. But what I want to do, a few verses I want to share with you are things that this past week I've been thinking about. And again, I've got my message prepared, and I think this will be a springboard this morning for what I'm going to preach tonight. And do want to encourage everybody to come out tonight. I'm really excited about what I'm going to preach tonight, and I would have loved to preach it this morning, but that is just not what I feel this moment. Y'all going to let me obey the Lord, right? Hallelujah. I want victory in my life. I've got victory in my life. I want more victory in my life. I know Jesus. I know Him in the free pardon of my sin. I know Him as friend. I love to meditate on God. These last couple days, I have played gospel music in my study nearly continually. And I've feasted on the touch of God and the presence of God. And I'm just thankful for a good Savior that'll go with us even to the end of the world, and that he'll cohabitate inside of His children. Have me understand what I'm saying. The residency of the Holy Spirit is inside the children of God. I've read this verse a number of times, but this morning I want to convey this to you, not just as a principle, but as a promise. Let me define that. The Word of God, Brother Micah preached it, is our own. We embrace that. We reach out. We accept that. It's ours. God is good, regardless if God is good to me and you or not. But what I want to tell you this morning is that God is good to us. And for the believer, we can receive everything that He has for us. Now, the Word of God is full of good things. There's a lot of good things available for the child of God, but it takes faith to appropriate them into our lives. So many times we fall short. Somebody yell amen. Amen. And I recognize this morning I'm preaching to the snow crowd, those that brave the snow to come out. I'm glad you're here. Amen. We're a little down this morning, but that's all right. But I want to, by faith, appropriate everything that God has for me. Every principle in the Word of God. I want it to be more than just something, a principle on a page that I believe and know, but I want it to be appropriated to my life and be a promise that I receive. One of those promises is perfect peace. Now, I want you to receive this morning perfect peace. How do we get perfect peace? Well, the Bible plainly tells us here how we get it. How many of you notice verse 3? You've heard me preach this. Sister Betty, I've heard you quote this numerous times. It's the Word of God. It's real. We know that. But we struggle in our lives to have the peace God wants us to have the joy that He wants us to have all the benefits and blessings that this book says are the children of God. And He says here that it's available to us whose mind is stayed on Thee. Hallelujah. Can I just get right down in the trenches with you today and tell you what it's all about? Hallelujah. I want you to know we can pray for peace and I assume a measure will come. But we're going to have to be obedient. In order to receive the promise of God and specifically this promise, He says that our mind must be stayed on Him. I can't remember who I heard it. I heard a preacher preach it here in the last couple weeks, but he talked about different things that we allow to enter our mind, then we lay down to go to sleep. We watch television shows that are filled with violence and everything else in the world, and we kneel down by our bedside and we ask God for peace. Someone say, praise the Lord. I believe that it's a garden. What we cultivate is what will grow. How we fertilize will determine the type of fruit that we receive from it. And friends, I want you to know the old computer statement is garbage in, garbage out. If we feed the mind and the heart, the eyes, the ears, garbage, I'll tell you what will reside in our heart is garbage. Amen. So what I want to encourage us today is to cultivate good things. And we're going to look into the Word of God. Again, I've got about four scriptures and I don't have these wrote down. Let's turn to the book of Joshua, chapter number 1. I want to show you the one place in the Bible that a term appears, and it appears here and only once in the King James Bible. Tonight's message, I will also show you a different word that appears only once in the Bible. And again, I'm not divided in my attention this morning. I believe with all of my heart what I'm preaching is what the Lord wants me to. But I'm excited about tonight. And I usually can't do that. I usually can't multitask. I'm single-minded. How many women know that men can only think of one thing at a time? Some ladies holler amen. Best amen I'll get all day. Joshua chapter number 1. Joshua ready to enter the promised land with the children of Israel. Moses had laid his hands on Joshua, imparting unto him the spirit of wisdom to lead the children of God. And as Joshua is ready to lead them in, God is giving him a special word here. I'm going to preach this morning. Can I preach? Glory to God. Verse number 7 and verse number 8. And the word at the very end of verse number 8 is the word success. It only appears in the King James Bible here. Verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein. Read this with me. What? Day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt, read it with me, have good success. The only success formulas isn't the seven wisdom keys given by the televangelist. It isn't the formula that the motivational speaker will tell you. Somebody say amen. But the key to success according to the Word of God that never fails is to meditate in the Word of God day and night. In the law, Moses described, and he said, let it be rolled on the doorpost of your house. Allow it to be frontless before your eyes so that you're captivated and you're possessed by the Word of God. Somebody say amen. You know, I think about Abraham and how that God was preparing him. God was preparing Abraham for the promise that was before him. And it's interesting how we think God drags his feet. We wonder sometimes about God and His timing. Why did God wait till Abraham was 100 years old before he had a son? I know some of us, we think, you know, Lord, I'm 98. When's this going to happen? I think sometimes God does things in order for us to know that He knows we're in charge. Because when we get to the point that all human strength is depleted and we know it's not about us and it's not on the measure of our own strength, we're only trusting it's Him. That's when God can show up and show out and we know that we know that we know that we know that it's Him and that it's Him alone. So many times we want the pat on the back. We want the glory in ourselves. We want our name in lights. But it's time we focus on Jesus today. And when it comes down, and when it dwells down to nothing but human strength, we know it's Him and we know it's Him alone. So here's what God done. God called Abraham out of the Ur of the Chaldees. He left his father, came toward this promised land. He was 75 already, and God says, hey, I'm going to give you a son. When he was 86, God, Brother Michael, you preached that the other day, not to hang with Hagar. When he was 86, Abraham thought he'd help God out. Well, how many know that just wasn't really the best thing that happened? Anyways, but as he was going, Sister Wimmer, God said, okay, Abraham, I'm going to give you a promise. And here's the promise I'm going to give you. Your seed will be as the stars of heaven and as the dust and the grains of the sand on the earth. And you know, if you think about it, what God gave Abraham was a point of reference. He gave him something that on many, 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 many occasions he could look and be reminded of the things of God. Late at night, if he was sleepless, he could look up and see the stars. Or friends, when he walked the roads of this life and the dust of the earth got on him, when he got down and he started washing and seeing the grains of dirt and the sand, he was once again reminded of the things of God. And what God done was give him a point of reference so that he can meditate day and night. May God give you a point of reference. May God give you a focus and a vision to where it occupies your mind. And help me understand, if we fill our heart with good things, there's room for nothing else. I think we need to be selective in what we meditate on. Come on now. I'm not beating nobody up this morning, but the music we choose to pat our foot to, the meditation that cultivates in our mind. Come on now. You know, I can't remember. I think it was Tim Hall had mentioned it the other day, and I had heard the song, but no, I'm not going to sit down and have a beer with Jesus. I ain't going to do it. Not going to tap my foot to it either. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. No, heaven's not just a sin away. Somebody say amen again. Old Eagle song, I'm traveling down the road trying to loosen my load. I've got seven women on my mind. Help me understand, if you listen to junk and garbage like that, that's going to be in your mind. If we watch adulterous TV shows, that's going to be in our mind. Somebody say amen. Amen. But this is the success formula, that we do what we meditate in the Word of God day and night. I don't know that messages like this will build a big crowd, but I know one thing, it'll get the rest of us on the right track. I'll preach to myself today. Praise God. Y'all just tag along behind me. Y'all can be the caboose. I'll be the engine. I'll be preaching to myself. I was in fellowship with a preacher once upon a time. I can talk about preachers. I'm one of them. And this statement was made by this preacher. Hallelujah. How many understand preachers struggle just like everybody else? Preachers sometimes get skewed in their thinking just like everybody else. Amen. But in league with this preacher, he once come to me and says, you know what? I'd like for the Lord to send us some rich people because I'm tired of ministering to poor folk. Somebody start thinking here. Let's let the mind work here a second. Okay, what do we measure as success? If the world has a standard of success, and success is wealth, possession, and things, and we don't have wealth, possession, and things. We compare ourselves with the world. We size up and evaluate our own success. And guess what? We fall short. We feel lacking. But friends, I want you to know this preacher, consider him a friend, had food on his table. He preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And if God only give him poor folk, that is all right with me. The Bible said the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And if God puts me in a harvest field where I'm surrounded by millionaires, that's fine and well. But friends, if I'm on the other side of the track and I can preach the gospel, I'm still going to have the peace of God, because my measure of success is not the world's measure of success. How many can hear me this morning? My measure of success is walking with Jesus, having the presence of God in my life, knowing that He is my Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, and I'm going to be obedient to Him. Yes. Glory to God. But let's not skew what success is. Let's turn to Psalm chapter 1. What is success? What is prosperity? You might not have three Cadillacs in the driveway. Hallelujah. Now, don't get me wrong. I feel like I'm blessed. My cup runs over in every respect. But friends, the measure of my blessing is not what I own, what I possess, how much money I've got in the bank, or how many vehicles I own. The measure of my success is the fact I know Jesus today. I'm walking with Him. I love Him. I can tell you today without hesitating, I love Jesus with all of my heart. I'm not perfect. Glory to God. But guess what? I don't have to be, because I have a perfect Savior that paid the price for me. I'm going to heaven. This is over. Psalm 1 and 1. How many knew I was going there? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight, read this with me, is in what? The law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree. Glory to God. Does it say that's withered down to the root? Is he that one? Oh, he's just on a greased rope dangling over a lake of fire. I'm glad I tied a knot and holding on to the end. Friends, I want you to know I'm not going to crawl in the gate. I'm not going to squeeze under the wall. I'm tell you what, I'm going to march through the gate. I'm going to walk. Hallelujah. You know why? Because I am confident that what I've committed to Him, He's able to keep against that day. I'm going to heaven when this is over with. My eyes and focus, glory to God, as a pilgrim and a stranger down here, ain't now. And if you get too deep with roots down here, oh glory, how many know that'll preach? We'll be unfocused. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Why? Because he trusts in thee. Now that's a promise of God. We need perfect peace. Let's focus on the Lord. Can you say amen? He will be like a tree planted by the river of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I remember 10 years ago, this year, 2003, the year I came to pastor this church, my daddy was sick with cancer. And he was in bad shape. They went in and done surgery, and they just sewed him back up. They said it was too far advanced. And I was at work one day, and I've testified to this before, but maybe some of you haven't heard this. I was at work, worked in Danville for Caterpillar. And I had carpooled that day with a friend, didn't even have my vehicle with me. And my dad called for me. He wanted me to pray with him. Hallelujah. God is good. I went to the plant manager and said, I ain't got my vehicle with me. Can I borrow the company vehicle? And he let me borrow the company van. So I drove from Danville to Somerset to visit my dad in the hospital in Caterpillar's company van. But I went in, and there my dad, he says, I want to pray. He said, but I don't know how to pray, and I can't pray. I said these words. I tell you what, friends, you better get ready to shout. I said, do you believe the Bible is the Word of God? And without hesitation, hallelujah, without hesitation, he says, yes, I do. So I started giving him the Word of God. And I want you to know, confidence started welling up in my daddy. And I led him in prayer. And I want you to know, I believe that day he got saved because friends come to me and testified how everyone that come in his room and everybody he come around, he started talking about the Lord and what happened that day. But here's the thing, church. I asked him if he believed this is the Word of God. How many here this morning believe that the Bible is the holy Word of God? Spoke by the mouth of God, wrote by the pen of men, but inspired by the Holy Ghost. It come from God. And the word that came from God said, you will be in perfect peace. Friends, I want you to know that heaven and earth will pass away. But the devil will have to be stretched inside out, turned upside down before that word can ever be void or before that word can ever fail. That tells me that perfect peace is available for me as a child of God if I'll just focus on the Lord Jesus Christ and keep my mind on Him. That's mine. That's more than a principle or a concept or a precept of the Word of God. That's a promise to this individual that I want to embrace. It's for me. All I got to do is reach out and grab it. If you knew at the end of the rainbow, there was a pot of gold. And help me understand, that's just a fairy tale. You can't get to the end of the rainbow. How many have ever tried? Hallelujah. It's always in the distance. This ain't a fairy tale today, friend. Hallelujah. If I could, I've read over in the Word of God how the throne, can you picture that city? 12 foundations and the streets as transparent gold, and the light is the God and the Lamb. Can you imagine that God illuminating that city, and as His light passes through transparent streets, the refraction of the light would produce such a rainbow. And the Bible says around the throne there was a rainbow. I found my pot of gold, and it is at the end of the rainbow, and it resides at the throne of God, and that's where I'm going. But the promise of God to us is that He will keep us in perfect peace, and perfect peace is what we strive for today. We want it. We seem to, at times, it eludes us. We don't possess it. We don't have it, and it's because we're not meditating with God. Turn with me to the book of Philippians. Here's my last verse. Maybe I'll write down notes on this and keep it in my notes. In the meantime, I don't have notes today. Philippians chapter 4. Hallelujah. This is for us today. I've always heard it said, you are what you eat. Proverbs says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. I want to tell you, in the Lord, you are what you eat spiritually. And if we eat junk food and we don't take care of the spiritual man and we don't cultivate the mind, friends, I'm preaching it just like it is this morning. If we don't work at this, we won't have the peace God wants us to have. Philippians 4 and 7. Hallelujah. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall what? Keep. That's a regiment. That's a guard. Keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Let's continue. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, what does it say? He says, think on these things, and he's saying to meditate on them. Hallelujah. Can you lift your hands and praise him in this place? That he is worthy, that he is worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. I've made the comment before, and I think that it's worth repeating. In the days before the flood, they were marrying. They were given in marriage. The world was in a pitiful shape. Noah, a preacher of righteousness, I believe, told them of God, told them of the ways of Jehovah. They didn't listen. Even up to the time the flood came. The scripture uses the reference there and says that the world was full of violence. How many can see today the world's full of violence? And I've testified this to the church, and I don't know that I'm really popular with my opinion. I know that I've got friends on Facebook that will watch this UFC, this Ultimate Fighting thing, and, and how a Christian can derive pleasure watching two people beat each other's brains out, I have no idea. But I'll tell you what, I don't. But if we cultivate violence and things in our life, how many say good preaching this morning? If we cultivate all this, guess what it's going to do in our heart and life? You want perfect peace? Meditate in the Lord and meditate on the goodness of God. Someone say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Betty, will you come to the music this morning? I've been brief this morning, been short-winded. But here's what the Lord wants. The Lord wants you to have His perfect peace. How many understand that the promise of God is in there because it's available to us? You understand that? And I know that we need to pray, and we have to pray, and prayer is so important. But if you want, and you know, if you think about it, meditation is a prayer. Say amen. But you can pray for peace. We've got to cultivate peace. Are you with me? It's a lifestyle. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Lift your hands to heaven. Praise Him for peace. One of the gifts of the Spirit. One of the fruits of the Spirit available to the child of God. Father, we thank You this morning. We praise You this morning for Your holy word. Thank You for Your love, Your goodness, Your kindness. Thank You, Jesus, for Your hand extended. Lord, I just praise You for each person that's here this morning. Thank You for wonderful peace that's available to the child of God. We believe Your word. We believe that success isn't the measure of what we own, but who we have in our heart. Father, this morning, minister to each and every one. Do the work that only You can. Touch and move by Your power. Thank You, Jesus, for the cross of Calvary. Thank You, Jesus, for precious blood that You shed for us to be saved and delivered and have this peace. Just have Your way. In Your holy name we pray. I want us to come and gather around the altar this morning, friends. Let's find a place and pray. Call upon the Lord this morning.